At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, hey! Welcome in to the Morning Buzz, which is brought to you by Remy Martin. I had like a really incredible experience with Remy on Thursday. I will share it with you in a little bit. I know that most people are here for the football and the wringing of hands when it comes to the football. So let me get to that, and then I'll tell you about the incredible experience that Remy Martin set me up with, because I've never experienced anything like this. So I'll tell you about it in a little bit. Okay, let's talk ball for a second. And specifically, like, what these next 3 weeks are going to be like. It's going to be rough. The cool thing about you is you can hit the eject button. And I highly recommend that you do. Like, for real, for real. I don't think that you should watch the rest of the games. If you want to hang out with us, whether it's here on House of L or you want to listen to the show on The Score, thank you. We would like that very much. But I don't think that you need to put yourself through what the next 3 weeks is going to be for these reasons. One, it's not fun. There are better ways for you to spend your time. And I'm not saying that as some sort of like protest vote, because the NFL and the Bears are too strong for like a boycott to actually work, which might be the reason that things continue to work the way that they do, is because the league itself is too big to fail. And I hate to be the one to tell you that. You probably know it, but if you didn't know it, it's different. Like, if you wanted to put pressure on the White Sox, for example, you could do it by not going to games or not getting CHSN or whatever else that you wanted to do. You can do it, and they might feel it. They might actually feel it. Whether they act on it, that's another story. But they might actually feel it. NFL teams don't feel it. You can say that you're giving away your tickets, and you might say that in a fit of anger, but we all know that next September, you're going to be right back there at Soldier Field. Those tickets are too hard to come by. The supply of NFL games is so scarce that the demand is through the roof for it. But that doesn't mean that you have to give them your time. You don't. And I highly recommend that you don't over the next 3 weeks, because the next 3 weeks are just going to be more of the same. We're just going to be sitting here hitting our heads against the wall, trying to explain how they fail Caleb Williams, how this year has been an unmitigated disaster for the Bears, and all the changes that need to happen. Ryan Poles isn't going to get, I would be shocked. Let me say that. I would be shocked if Ryan Poles gets fired before the end of the season. But I'm now hopeful that they are going to move on from him at the end of this. Like, that's what these 2 weeks have been. These 2 weeks have been, now that Eberflus is gone, the focus is on you, fam. The focus is on you and your roster and your roster construction and all the things that you didn't do for this quarterback. You said that you wanted to, you weren't worried about history, and that you weren't, it didn't matter, none of this stuff like mattered, and that you were starting fresh. Okay, cool. You started fresh. And look what happened. You ran into some of the same problems that your predecessors ran into. Now, it's simple to say that the common denominator, the common factor in this, is ownership. And as we've discussed multiple times on this podcast, that's not going to change. Even if you're hoping bad things for Virginia, and don't hope bad things for Virginia, it's still her kids that are going to be in charge of it. The people that are in charge right now are going to be in charge. I can see a scenario where the McCaskey family sells, but I don't think that it's going to happen. I could create one. We could talk about ownership shares and the amount of people who have them inside the Bears organization and whether it'd be better considering estate taxes for them to sell the team instead of dealing with the inheritance of the, but I actually think that Ted probably already sheltered them from that. So if the hope is, well, someone else will come in and fix the Bears, I'm sorry, I can't offer you that hope. What you need to hope for and what we'll chronicle in the next few podcasts is, does Kevin Warren have a better approach than his predecessors? The way I look at it is like this. He may have walked into this thing with Ryan Poles and been like, I really like this guy. He's got good ideas. We're going to be partners. I'm fine with that. And now that he's seen it not work over the last two seasons, maybe he goes, I really like this guy. I'm going to continue to mentor him, but he's no longer going to be the football guy in my program. I'm going to go find someone else so that I can focus on the business of getting the stadium done and all the things that matter to the Bears. But we don't know. I don't know if Kevin Warren can play at this level as team president. And I'm not saying that I know that he can't. I'm being straight up with you. Like, I don't know if he's got what it takes to find the right hire, to then find the right coach, all of that stuff. All I know is that if they run it back with Poles, it's a major mistake. Major. But you knew that already. But to get back to the main point of this, don't. Like, don't watch. There are other things for you to do. You've got shopping to do. You've got parties to plan. You need rest. Sports is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a respite from what you deal with in your daily life. Are the Bears bringing you any joy? No. And I'm sure that you'll miss them when the season, and you'll get started up again once they make their choices on what they're going to do, and free agency will start, and everyone will start getting excited about the draft and all this stuff. But until then, over these next 3 weeks, I wouldn't if I didn't have to. If it were me, if I were in your shoes, I would not watch these games. You're going to ruin a Thursday night? That's what you're going to do? You're going to watch them play the Packers again? You're going to watch them play an angry Lions team again? Mm-mm. Don't.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, now my experience with Remy Martin. So I got to go to a tasting, and it was amazing. We went to Maple and Ash. If you haven't been to Maple and Ash, highly recommend it. They're not paying me to say that. I tried something that I've never tried before. I was looking because I had never been to Maple and Ash, right? So I walk in there, I meet my guy Jim, and I noticed that there's this like tray of potato chips. And I'm like, that's weird for a place like Maple and Ash. And while we had dinner, I said, hey, what was that? And the guy was like, oh, that's caviar dip. Now look, I am a simple man. I am from Roseland. My tastes are not, like, I'm not that dude, okay? I have never had caviar, ever, in my life. But their ambassador, Remy's ambassador, Kyle Smith, who is a really incredible historian and storyteller, and I think he should have a class, he walked me through the tasting, and then he was like, order it. You're going to love it. And I did. And I was amazed by it. Then we got to the tasting of the Remy products. And you learn stuff. Like, I didn't know that you can tell the age of something by what's on the bottle. That the VSOP is four letters. It's 4 years age. I didn't know this. The XO, obviously, is 10. Like, we had ourselves a time. Whether it was Remy sidecars that we were drinking, which I highly recommend. And you guys know, I don't really drink a lot. So I was a little like, whoa, at the table. But luckily we had good food. They brought that brioche bread over. Oh, and it was outstanding. We had an incredible meal. And again, if you have not been to Maple and Ash, go. So then I get this history lesson and the different taste, and I'm letting like Kyle explain all of this stuff, and then you're like, oh yeah, this makes sense. Like, this does taste like what he's talking about, and I can taste the fruit. But learning about cognac itself and what can and can't be called cognac. And knowing that there are people who go to cognac to go look at this. And then the history of cognac in the black community because of World War II and veterans coming back with presents from the French of cognac and it now being something that is omnipresent in the black community. The whole thing was just remarkable. And so now, like, now that I know some of the stories, when I invite people over, I'm going to do what they did for me. I'm going to have a tasting. We're going to go over history and all that good stuff. But this partnership with Remy Martin has already taken me to places that I was not expecting. Not that I couldn't go to Maple and Ash. I can. But To be in that environment, to be treated as well as we were treated there because of Kyle, because he knows everybody, to then really feel kind of sophisticated drinking Remy, like really learning and delving into it and kind of figuring out like what taste do I actually like. It's no different than someone who their brain finally like clicks on to like wine tasting. And now they have an idea of what their palate is like. Like now I understand better. I won't say I completely understand because I need to do some real study on this. I have a better understanding of why I like what I like. And that is clutch. So I highly recommend, because you know they're a partner of ours. If you go get, just go try the Remy VSOP. just try it. And try it straight and actually taste it. Don't just drink it to drink it. Drink it to taste it. And you'll start asking yourself some questions too about what you like and why you like it. One of the things that I walked away from this encounter is that we often don't taste. We just consume. That was the lesson from, like, the biggest lesson for me is that we are quick to just consume, to just eat, to just shovel food or drink. That those moments where you can just stop and taste are legendary moments. So, yes, I want you to go try some Remy, but whatever it is that you like, and I don't even mean alcohol. Like this week, like this, here's I'll tie it all together. Here's my treat for you, the Bears fan. Pick something that you love to consume this week. Whether it's Remy, whether it's donuts, whether it's pizza, whether it's a steak, whether it's chicken fried or off the grill, whatever it, whether you like a big old breakfast, whatever it is, go and get it and taste it. Don't just eat it. Taste it. You earned it. The Bears have made you earn that. You have earned an opportunity to just take a deep breath, get your favorite beverage and just enjoy it. Get your favorite food and just enjoy it. And don't think about these dudes until the season ends and everything hopefully starts to change. Because it's not going to be fun for you. So do what I said instead. All right? Tell me what you're going to consume in the comments. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks to Remy Martin again. Thanks to everyone who listens on Spotify or on Apple. If you have not come over to the YouTube page, please do. It doesn't cost anything. I'm not putting this thing up. Only thing I want you to do is follow. We're not even charging you. It's for free. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.